Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Since David has Vishaka rising in Libra as his ascendant, he likely moves through the world with a compelling blend of social elegance, inner drive, and goal-directed intensity. Vishaka, ruled by Jupiter and symbolized by a triumphal arch, speaks to milestones. This is a nakshatra of purposeful striving. Libra as a rising sign already brings aesthetic sensitivity, diplomacy, and a strong need for relational harmony. But with Vishaka here, David's identity is shaped less by balance and more by aspiration. He's not simply here to relate. He's here to grow through relationship, challenge, and conviction. People may perceive him as refined, magnetic, and quietly assertive. Someone who knows how to hold space in social environments, yet clearly has his sights set on something deeper. There's often a quality of charisma mixed with focused tension. David likely seeks clarity, direction, and momentum in all areas of life. From an NLP lens, this ascendant suggests a general chunking style, driven by auditory digital and visual processing. He sees patterns in behavior, listens closely for consistency, and likely organizes his world based on internal logic, resonance, and long-term purpose rather than external pressure. His attention direction is tilted towards self, not in a selfish way, but in the sense that he filters life through an internal standard of what feels true, fair, or worth pursuing. He may be gracious in public, but the real calibration happens privately. His motivation direction is clearly towards Vishaka burns with ambition. Whether in career, relationships, or personal growth, David is likely drawn toward excellence, meaning, and results. He may feel disoriented in passive environments and thrives when he has something or someone worth striving for. In the first house, Mercury is placed in Swati, also in Libra, further refining how David expresses, thinks, and presents himself. Swati, ruled by Rahu, is the nakshatra of the wandering wind. It's adaptable, curious, and keen on independence. With Mercury here, David's speech is likely articulate, clever, and subtly persuasive. He may have an easy rapport with people, a knack for language, and a mind that jumps between perspectives with agility. There's an underlying desire to understand systems, optimize situations, and communicate ideas in a way that lands clearly. But on his terms, Swati also adds a restless, scattered edge if ungrounded, suggesting that David may at times oscillate between mental overdrive and aesthetic disengagement. From an NLP perspective, Mercury in this position supports a procedural, auditory style of communication with a tendency towards specific chunking when speaking or learning. He likely appreciates structure in how things are presented. Steps, sequences, clean breakdowns, but wants the freedom to reshape the process if it no longer fits. This Mercury placement also leans proactive in action style. David likely speaks up when something matters, initiates conversations when there's opportunity, and thinks ahead of the curve. His natural processing speed gives him a sharp edge, but his Libra placement ensures it's delivered with a certain grace or polish. Others may not realize how strategic he is until they step back and see how well he navigated the situation. Altogether, David's Vishaka ascendant and Mercury in Swati shape a personality that is mentally agile, socially persuasive, and strategically oriented. He's not just here to engage, he's here to master. He learns quickly, speaks carefully, and walks through life not just reacting to events, but curating and crafting the path ahead with elegance, with purpose, and with unshakable internal standards. Second house, Rahu in Jeshta Scorpio. In the second house, David has Rahu placed in Jeshta and Scorpio, a deeply charged placement that shapes how he relates to speech, self-worth, earned resources, and early conditioning. The second house governs not just income and possessions, but also one's voice, values, and what one learns to rely on for stability and identity. With Rahu here, there's a karmic intensity around those themes, a hunger to claim value, speak with power, and own one's narrative, often forged through complexity or challenge. Jeshta, ruled by Mercury and symbolized by the elder or protector, brings strategic depth, emotional insight, and a natural command presence. It is the nakshatra of hidden mastery, and with Rahu's amplifying influence, David likely comes across as someone who knows more than he says, or who speaks with precision and potency when the moment truly matters. His relationship with money, voice, or security may have involved early disruptions or a sense of having to fight for value. But this only sharpens his discernment. He doesn't just want to have. He wants to earn, own, and transform what he touches. From an NLP lens, Rahu in Jeshta supports a visual and auditory digital processing style. Combined with specific chunking, David notices nuance in language, tone, and emotional undercurrents. He likely remembers what was said and how it was said. There's a forensic quality to his observation, a kind of listening that goes beyond surface. His communication may carry subtle weight, even when few words are used, and his ability to persuade or unsettle may come from a place of deep intuitive read. His motivation direction here leans strongly towards, but it's not simple goal orientation. It's about reclaiming power, transforming wounds into assets, and mastering what was once overwhelming. At times, this may also manifest as an away from instinct, especially when old emotional imprints are triggered. When he feels unseen or undervalued, David may detach quickly or become intensely self-protective, sharpening his speech or silence as armor. This placement also supports a solo operational style. David likely prefers working independently when it comes to managing his finances, building his skills, or crafting his values. Trust is earned, not given lightly. He may also have an internal frame of reference in this area. His sense of worth or security is deeply personal, not easily swayed by external applause or criticism. He speaks because it matters, not because it's expected. Altogether, Rahu and Jeshta in the second house gives David a magnetic, self-authoring relationship with value, language, and legacy. He's not one to follow scripts, he rewrites them. His voice may carry authority long before he realizes it himself. And his journey with resources, power, and expression is about turning complexity into clarity and silence into strength. He doesn't just build wealth, he builds resonance. And what he values, he protects, fiercely, wisely, and on his own terms. Fifth house, Jupiter in Shatabisha, Aquarius. In the fifth house, David has Jupiter placed in Shatabisha and Aquarius, a placement that infuses his creativity, intelligence, and sense of purpose with abstraction, detachment, and visionary insight. The fifth house governs not only creativity and education, but also our capacity for joy, self-expression, romance, and how we relate to personal risk and reward. With Jupiter here, David carries a natural brilliance, a gift for understanding systems, patterns, and conceptual frameworks. He doesn't just express himself, he educates through that expression, often unconsciously. Shatabisha, ruled by Rahu and symbolized by 100 healers or protective circles, is a nakshatra of deep analysis and transformation, often through solitude, paradox, or crisis. Jupiter in this domain makes David an independent thinker, someone who sees what others miss and often seeks to hold the paradox rather than resolve it. His ideas may appear radical or ahead of their time, but they are grounded in principle, logic, and intuitive awareness. There is a futuristic, scientific, or even rebellious edge to his creative mind. He isn't here to repeat what's been done. He's here to reimagine it. From an NLP perspective, Jupiter in Shatabisha reflects a dissociated, auditory digital style with a clear, general chunking pattern. David sees the big picture first. He's concept-driven and tends to distill insights from wide experience rather than narrow facts. He likely needs meaning in order to create. Structure alone won't inspire him. His creativity is tied to wisdom, healing, and complexity, not just aesthetic output, but the urge to unlock something unseen. His ideas may feel visionary, yet oddly impersonal, as if he channels knowledge rather than owns it. His motivation direction here leans strongly towards knowledge, understanding, and intellectual mastery. But with Shatabisha's Rahu signature, there's a hidden away from thread too. A subtle pull away from superficiality, sentimentality, or performative expression. He's drawn to innovation, but often keeps emotional vulnerability private or under tight control. His joy isn't loud. It's precise, quiet, and rooted in alignment with something larger than the self. The frame of reference here is internal. Though Aquarius's social signature may give the appearance of seeking collective input, in truth, David evaluates his creative output through his own lens of coherence, truth, and futurism. He's less concerned with how others feel about what he creates, and more attuned to whether it reflects his evolving sense of philosophy, clarity, or vision. His best ideas likely come during periods of withdrawal, solitude, or even crisis, when the outer noise falls away and the blueprint reveals itself. Overall, Jupiter in Shatabisha in the fifth house gives David a unique, cerebral, and almost healing relationship with creativity, intellect, and self-expression. He may not express in traditional ways, but when he does, it resonates with depth, pattern, and quiet revolution. His intelligence isn't performative, it's architectural. He doesn't just think, he engineers thought. And whether in art, writing, teaching, or pure ideation, his creative gift lies in bringing structure to the invisible and revealing the future one insight at a time. Eighth house, K2 and Rohini, Taurus. In the eighth house, David has K2 placed in Rohini and Taurus, a placement that weaves depth, detachment, and emotional refinement into his relationship with transformation, intimacy, hidden knowledge, and psychological power. The eighth house governs the undercurrents of life, what's hidden, shared, inherited, and transcended. With K2 here, David is no stranger to emotional and psychological complexity, but he approaches it with quiet precision, a kind of sacred disinterest that allows him to see beneath the surface without becoming entangled in it. Rohini, ruled by the moon and symbolized by the red chariot or the fertile womb, is sensuous, magnetic, and emotionally resonant. It's the most beloved of the lunar nakshatras, rich in beauty, desire, and artistic perception. But with K2 here, those themes take on a more ethereal tone. David may have once deeply desired emotional closeness, stability, or even material luxury, but now there's an undercurrent of detachment. He doesn't reject intimacy, but he filters it. He seeks purity, depth, and soulful alignment, not drama, not excess, not emotional weight. He's not trying to merge, he's trying to transcend. From an NLP perspective, this placement reflects a dissociated, kinesthetic visual style combined with a general chunking pattern. David likely senses patterns in emotions, energy, or the body, but filters them from a distance, almost like a silent observer. He feels, but from above. He may have an uncanny ability to tune into the deeper emotional layers of others or perceive unspoken truths in relationships, but he doesn't always identify with them. There is emotional intelligence here, but it is quiet, subtle, and highly refined. His motivation direction in this area is strongly away from, not in fear, but in instinct. David naturally withdraws from emotional entanglements, superficial bonds, or power dynamics that feel manipulative or unclean. He's drawn to transformation, but on his terms, slow, sacred, internal. This may give him a slightly elusive aura in intimate relationships. Others may not fully understand where he goes emotionally, but that space is often where his deepest integration and release occurs. K2 here also suggests an internal frame of reference. David processes emotional or psychological change through private reflection, not external feedback. His transformations are not visible, but tectonic. He may shed layers silently, sever attachments that no longer serve, or experience profound inner shifts with little external drama. The more pressure there is to open up, the more he retreats inward, not to avoid, but to metabolize in stillness. Overall, K2 in Rohini in the eighth house gives David a refined, deeply internalized relationship with intimacy, transformation, and energetic truth. He doesn't chase intensity. He waits for what's real. He doesn't hold on. He lets go. And in doing so, he accesses a rare form of emotional clarity that isn't loud or showy, but quietly alchemical. He is a keeper of emotional codes, not because he wants control, but because he understands the power of subtlety, timing, and what cannot be said. Ninth house, Saturn in Punarvasu and Moon in Rigashira, both in Gemini. In the ninth house, David has Saturn placed in Punarvasu and the Moon placed in Mrigashira, both in the airy, curious, and mentally agile sign of Gemini. This pairing brings together emotional sensitivity and structural realism in the domain of higher learning, beliefs, long-distance travel, and philosophical outlook. The ninth house governs our compass, not just what we believe, but how we seek meaning, truth, and personal expansion. With both Saturn and the Moon here, David's worldview is built through contrast: logic and emotion, analysis and reflection, patience and inquiry. Saturn in Punarvasu suggests that David's belief systems are shaped over time through repetition, reevaluation, and mental discipline. Punarvasu, ruled by Jupiter, is the nakshatra of return. It seeks to rebuild what's been lost, to find wholeness after fragmentation. With Saturn's slow, serious tone layered into this, David is someone who tests every philosophy he holds. He doesn't leap to belief. He studies it, applies it, watches it falter, then refines it. His sense of meaning isn't borrowed. It's reconstructed from experience. From an NLP lens, this Saturn supports a general chunking style with auditory digital and auditory processing. He's concept-driven, drawn to patterns of meaning and frameworks of understanding. Gemini's influence here makes him adaptable, but Saturn slows that movement just enough to ensure each shift in belief is grounded. His motivation direction is towards. He is called to truth, even if it arrives slowly. His frame of reference is internal. He doesn't rely on others to tell him what's meaningful. He must hear it ring true inside. In contrast, the Moon in Mrigashira brings a more fluid, emotionally nuanced energy to the same domain. Mrigashira, ruled by Mars, is the nakshatra of the seeker. Soft yet restless, intuitive yet exploratory. The Moon here indicates that David's emotional well-being is directly tied to his intellectual engagement. He likely finds comfort in learning, curiosity, and the ongoing pursuit of understanding. There's a poetic hunger in this placement, a need to question, to wander, to find the emotional heartbeat of a philosophy rather than just its structure. From an NLP perspective, the Moon in Mrigashira reflects a kinesthetic and visual processing style with a specific chunking preference. He notices detail in thought and speech, especially tone, energy, or emotional nuance in what others believe or share. His attention filter is self-oriented. He absorbs beliefs based on how they resonate emotionally. At times, this may cause mood fluctuations if he feels mentally or philosophically unanchored. Together, Saturn and the Moon in Gemini in the ninth house give David a mind that is both investigative and principled, poetic and pragmatic. He doesn't adopt beliefs quickly, but when he does, they are woven into both his heart and intellect. His quest for truth is not abstract, it's lived. He is someone who studies wisdom not to debate, but to understand. And over time, his outlook becomes a layered mosaic built from logic, longing, insight, and the quiet need to find something that feels both real and right. 12th house, Sun, Mars, and Venus in Hasta, Virgo. In the 12th house, David has a rare triple conjunction, the Sun, Mars, and Venus, all placed in Hasta in the sign of Virgo. This concentration of planetary energy in the house of dissolution, dreams, isolation, and transcendence speaks to a complex inner world, one that holds both high creative voltage and deep introspective pull. The 12th house governs what is hidden, surrendered, or spiritually refined: sleep, sexuality, mysticism, loss, renunciation, and the subconscious. With three personal planets here, David's outer persona is often just the surface of a rich, layered, and deeply private internal universe. Hasta, ruled by the Moon and symbolized by the open hand, is a nakshatra of craftsmanship, healing, and precision. In Virgo, it seeks mastery through careful attention, service, and the refinement of skill. With the Sun here, David's core identity is tied to what he can shape behind the scenes. He may not crave the spotlight, but when he does step into it, it's as someone who has earned their light through meticulous inner work. The 12th house placement makes his individuality more subtle, intuitive, and even mystical. He shines most when in solitude, in service, or in creative flow states that bypass ego. From an NLP lens, the Sun in Hasta suggests a visual and auditory digital processing style with a general chunking tendency. David sees patterns, maps systems, and is likely drawn toward hidden structures that make things work. His frame of reference is internal. He calibrates identity not through recognition, but through resonance. He may act with authority, but often from a place of quiet confidence rather than assertion. His motivation direction here leans away from, not out of fear, but because he's highly sensitive to environments that lack refinement, purpose, or emotional cleanliness. Mars in the same nakshatra brings drive, urgency, and energetic focus into this hidden house, but it's filtered through Virgo and restraint and 12th house subtlety. David likely initiates from behind the scenes, in private, strategic, and often emotionally attuned ways. He may be prone to overworking, particularly when his inner standards aren't met or when he's trying to control unseen dynamics. His willpower is strong, but quiet, more like a surgeon than a soldier. From an NLP perspective, this Mars reflects a kinesthetic and proactive style paired with specific chunking. David acts based on what feels right in the body, not just the mind. He likely knows when to move, even if he can't explain why. Finally, Venus in Hasta brings warmth, beauty, and relational grace into this same space. But again, it's filtered inward. David's aesthetic, romantic, and sensory life is deeply private and likely tied to ritual, refinement, or healing. He may be drawn to relationships that feel sacred, emotionally intelligent, and energetically clean. There's a deep yearning here for union, but only when it aligns with his high standards of emotional coherence. NLP-wise, Venus here supports a visual and kinesthetic processing style with a specific chunking orientation. He notices subtle cues, micro-movements, unspoken shifts in energy. He is sensually aware, but quiet about it. Relationships may feel spiritual, even karmic, and often unfold away from the public eye. Together, the Sun, Mars, and Venus in Hasta in the 12th house suggest a profoundly introspective, emotionally attuned, and detail-sensitive nature. Someone who creates, loves, and leads from a private sanctuary rather than a public stage. David doesn't express his power loudly. He refines it behind closed doors. He doesn't rush love. He waits for resonance. And in every creative, emotional, or energetic act, he seeks alignment, not applause. His 12th house is not a place of loss. It's where he holds the sacred, the subtle, and the truth he'll only share with those who know how to listen. Overall, NLP drives for David. David's NLP profile reveals a psyche shaped by inner refinement, intellectual precision, and an ongoing quest for subtle mastery. With key placements in Vishakha, Swati, Jyeshta, Shatabisha, Rohini, Punarvasu, Mrigashira, and Hasta, spanning air and earth signs, his drives point towards someone who is both mentally agile and emotionally layered, guided less by surface interactions and more by what feels resonant, meaningful, and aligned beneath the surface. David demonstrates a strong blend of auditory, digital, visual, and kinesthetic processing. With Mercury in Swati and Jupiter in Shatabisha, he processes intellectually and analytically, tuning into structure, logic, and abstraction. The presence of the Moon in Mrigashira and Venus in Hasta adds a sensory, emotionally aware layer. He notices how things feel, especially in relationships and learning environments. The Sun and Mars in the 12th house further amplify visual imagination and subconscious sensitivity. He absorbs pattern and tone instinctively, often drawing conclusions that seem intuitive, but are grounded in deep perception. His chunk size alternates between general and specific depending on context. In areas of identity, belief, and purpose, 1st, 5th, and 9th houses, he prefers general chunking, seeing the big picture, focusing on conceptual clarity, and organizing information through broader systems. But in emotional, relational, and subconscious spaces, 2nd and 12th houses, he shifts into specific chunking, noticing micro patterns, speech cues, and subtle shifts in energy or tone. David's motivation direction is predominantly towards he is pulled forward by the need to grow, express, clarify, and refine. However, there are important away from patterns as well, especially in the 2nd and 8th houses, where emotional entanglement or value confusion triggers a quiet withdrawal. He moves toward coherence, beauty, and mastery, and instinctively away from messiness, inauthenticity, or superficial emotional noise. His attention direction is largely self-oriented. Across multiple placements, including Vishakha rising, Mercury in Swati, Saturn in Punarvasu, and Ketu in the 8th, David evaluates the world through an internal compass. He doesn't need external validation to believe something is right. What matters is whether it aligns with his personal rhythm, sense of order, or deeper emotional truth. Action-wise, David blends both proactive and reactive tendencies. Mercury in Mars brings speed, sharpness, and the ability to initiate with clarity. But the 12th house and K2 placements suggest that he often waits for emotional or intuitive readiness before acting. He's not impulsive, he's rhythmic. He acts when it's time and when it feels clean. His operational style is a combination of procedural and solo. He's capable of following structured sequences, especially mentally, but he prefers to operate independently, choosing solitude, private mastery, and space to breathe over collaborative chaos. He works best when given autonomy, quiet focus, and the freedom to self-direct. In terms of experience, David toggles between dissociation and association. In learning and communication, he often steps outside himself to analyze or observe, Jupiter in Shatabisha, Saturn in Punarvasu. But in relational or aesthetic zones, Moon in Mrigashira, Venus in Hasta, he becomes emotionally attuned and embodied. He learns by feeling and observing, sensing when something is aligned, rather than needing it spelled out. Overall, David's NLP drives reflect someone who listens deeply, moves intentionally, and refines everything he touches. He's both strategist and sensor, precise with thought, quiet in power, and tuned to a frequency few people even realize they're missing. His inner world is not for show, it's for shaping. And everything he believes, speaks, or builds begins with one simple standard. It has to feel true.